Charm with your stainlessness these winter nights, skies, and be perfect. Fly, Vivida, in the fiery dark, you quiet meteors, and disappear. You moon, be slow to go down. This is your full. The four white roads make off in silence towards the four parts of the starry universe. Time falls like manna at the corners of the wintry earth. We have become more humble than the rocks, more wakeful than the patient hills. Charm with your stainlessness these nights in Advent, holy spheres, while minds as meek as beasts stay close at home in the sweet hay, and intellects are quieter than the flocks that feed by starlight. Oh, pour your darkness and your brightness over all our solemn valleys, you skies, and travel like the gentle virgin towards the planet's stately setting. Oh, white full moon, as quiet as Bethlehem.
Welcome to you all, and thank you to Bill for reading us that wonderful poem by Thomas Merton, a wonderful vision of our Lord's Mother moving as part of our Christmas story, moving as part of the story of the universe towards Bethlehem. We are so nearly there, stumbling on our way to the stable, whatever that means this year to you or to your family. I think within each of us there is something that still yearns to be able to peep into the manger, to be able to kneel and worship. So let us begin by singing together.
Thank you.
and worship. That is what all the preparation is about. That is what we are called to at Christmas. The fourth Sunday of Advent is when we think about Mary, our lovely Mary. Let us light our Advent candle and pray together. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, merciful and gentle. To you be praise and glory forever. Your light has shone in our darkened world through the childbearing of Blessed Mary. Grant that we who have seen your glory may daily be renewed in your image and prepared like her for the coming of your Son, who is the Lord and Saviour of all. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. This week, as we come to a time of confession, we are going to listen to a carol, How Far Is It to Bethlehem? And I invite you just to enter into that hymn in all the humility of a child simply wanting to come to Christ. God in his mother's arms. What a thing. Let us hear from Mary now.
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath opened his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham and his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Shall we sing our next carol?
And behold, was called Aaron, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
This week, Bishop Libby is speaking for us.
May I speak in the name of our living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. An angel literally is a messenger, and this angel, Gabriel, was sent by God to Mary with a message. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, Jesus. God will give him the throne of David. He will reign over the house of Jacob. His kingdom will have no end. Wow, good news, right? Well, for us listening to the story now, yes, this is the news we long for, even if we don't always know it. This is the answer to all our prayers. This is what we've been waiting for. This is the news of Jesus, the one who saves. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The fulfillment of all God's promises, the one who makes God known and enables us to share in God's kingdom, the one who will lift up the lowly, feed the poor, comfort those who mourn, confront injustice, stand up to the abuse of power, heal the sick, raise the dead, wipe away the consequence of our sin, bring life in all its fullness and offer us the hope of eternity. Jesus, this is the news of Jesus, who is good news. I'm not sure, though, that the announcement of the birth of this child did feel at the time like good news to Mary. Mary, we're told, was perplexed and afraid and unsure. This was unsettling and overwhelming. This news was going to lead to all kinds of trouble. Her fiancé would look to break their engagement. She'd have to give birth far away from home. She'd become a refugee to keep this child safe. She'd struggle to adjust to the fulfillment of his calling. She would be scorned by her community, brought into conflict with her other children. She would see this child betrayed, tortured, and executed. He would be the cause of her very soul pierced with grief. But we discover that Mary's faith was generous, and she accepted the extraordinary call of God on her actually very ordinary life. The hope of Israel found its place in her courage. Mary's love of God, made flesh in her, was truly life-giving. Because it turned out that Jesus' coming was good news. It was good news for her fiancé, Joseph, who discovered his own vocation in it. It was good news for Elizabeth, who found the peace and confirmation she needed to face her own belated parenthood. It was good news for the isolated, excluded shepherds who found comfort and joy in it. It was good news for the educated, privileged magi who discovered greater purpose and the focus for the right use of all their resources. Jesus' coming was good news for Simeon and Anna in their old age, and for Tabitha in her sickness, and the boy with the picnic in their childhood. Jesus was good news for fishermen, tax collectors and royal officials, for soldiers and judges and priests, for widows and businesswomen and sex workers. Jesus was good news for Israel and Samaria and the ends of the earth. Well, there doesn't seem to have been a great deal of good news much anywhere this year. We've lost so much. Loved ones who have died. We've suffered ill health. We've been isolated and afraid and angry. We've lost jobs and opportunity. We've struggled to make ends meet and feed our families. We have been overstretched and become weary and despondent. And viewed from here, in the midst of a rainy December, this year seems dark and dismal. So I pray today that the news of the coming of Christ is good news for you. I pray you find comfort and joy this Christmas. The message to Mary was good news, and God's message to us echoes that which Mary brought. Jesus is good news for all. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one. The Lord is with you." And hearing the message asks of us what was asked of Mary. Will you bear Jesus for the world? Will you share the faith, hope, and love you have found in him? In the midst of uncertainty, anxiety, and fear, will you, like Mary, say, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord," and become the bearer of good news for all? When we say yes to that, we bear good news in the witness of our lives every day and everywhere. We do that in the faithfulness of our prayer and worship as we're moulded lifelong by the grace of Scripture and the sacrament. We do that in our love for one another, even perhaps especially in our disagreements, by the gentle work of the Spirit in us and among us. We do that by our sacrificial service of the poor, the lonely, the hungry, the outcast, in our care for the vulnerable, in our determination to tackle injustice, in our grateful stewardship of creation. We do that by being rooted in Christ Jesus and shaped by him, by becoming humbler, simpler, bolder for his sake. Like Mary, we have been given this message. The Saviour of the world is coming, and we too are called to bear it in our lives. The one who is good news for all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of the promised Saviour, fill us, your servants, with your grace, that in all things we may embrace your holy will and with her rejoice in your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
As we come to our time of intercessions, let us begin with a prayer that is so precious to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour. Thank you.
Normally at this time of the year, many of us will have been dashing around trying to carry out a multitude of tasks. For some of us, this may still be the case. But in this very strange year, many of us have found time weighing heavily on our hands. However we are feeling, let us take a few moments to rest quietly with the Lord. Listen, watch, and wait for his coming. Lord God, we join our prayers to those of Mary, your faithful servant and mother of our Lord, to proclaim the greatness and sing in gratitude for all your wonderful gifts bestowed on us. Lord, look down with love upon our churches here in Bredsall, Smalley and Morley, as day by day we struggle to be a body worthy of Jesus' name. Be with us as we focus on the coming of your kingdom and the gift of your Son this Christmas. Lord, hear our prayer. Mary prayed that the mighty be cast down from their thrones. We pray that those in power would use that power wisely and compassionately, so that the lowly would be lifted up, the hungry fed, and greater equality be established between rich and poor. We particularly pray that all peoples of the world be given access to the coronavirus vaccines, whatever their situation, age, or gender. Lord, hear our prayer. Mary's prayer was given to God whilst on a visit to her cousin Elizabeth. At this time of Advent and Christmas, we pray for all who are travelling to visit relatives. For many of us, Christmas this year will be very different. And for those of us who are not able to be with our families and loved ones in person, we know that you are always with them. Lord, hear our prayer. Mary recognised your promise of mercy. Lord, we ask you to show your mercy on all who are sick, fearful, or in mourning. And especially we pray for those members of our churches, families and friends who we now name before you. Heavenly Father, you sent to earth the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, that in your power and love we might also have the gift of eternal life. Bless those whom we love that have departed this life. With the gifts of your all-encompassing love and life eternal, we think particularly at this time of all the many people around the world who have died from coronavirus. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, who chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of the promised Saviour, fill us, your servants, with your grace, that in all things we may embrace your holy will, and with her rejoice in your salvation. Send us out to finish our Advent journey filled with love and joy and peace, ready to receive that promise afresh into our lives. Advent, Lord, come even nearer. Come to rejuvenate our faith. Come to fortify our social conscience. come to widen our eyes of wonder, so that when the Saviour comes, he may steal into our hearts and find them ready. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
On behalf of the world and with one another, let us pray alongside our Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Christmas this year is going to be different for all of us. We won't be doing a podcast for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. There will be midnight mass at, surprisingly, 10 o'clock at Morley, 11:30 at Smalley, and 11:30 at Bredsall. There will be an 8 o'clock Book of Common Prayer communion on Christmas Day morning at Bredsall, and 10:15 family communion. And there will be a 10 o'clock service gathered for Morley and Smalley, held at Smalley Church on Christmas morning. I want you all, whatever your Christmases are like, to remember the joy of the coming of our Lord, to really find time to sit with it. And in the next few days, I'd like to encourage you to find ways of sharing that joy, find ways of sharing it with a world that really needs to know. Shall we receive God's blessing together? Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. You have my prayers for a happy and profoundly peaceful Christmas. Let us sing our final carol, God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen. Also, women.